From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
El Niño has been shaping the weather across North America all winter, but the tides are changing and a major shift is on the horizon. Yesterday, NOAA issued a La Niña watch, explaining that it could replace El Niño before the end of summer. This could have implications for the impending Atlantic hurricane season and beyond. Back in December, AccuWeather's team of long-range forecasters began to see signs that La Niña may return during the second half of this year. El Niño and La Niña are linked to the area of the Pacific Ocean south of Hawaii near the equator. When the water in this region of the ocean is at least 9/10 of a degree above the historical average for at least 3 consecutive months, it results in El Niño. When the waters cool off to at least 9/10 of a degree below average, La Niña is declared. While this may sound like a small change in temperature, it can cause significant changes in the weather patterns around the globe. So, what does La Niña mean for the weather in the United States? Well, the timing of La Niña's arrival may coincide with the peak of the upcoming Atlantic hurricane season. AccuWeather's lead long-range meteorologist Paul Pastelak says that a return to La Niña conditions quickly over the summer could result in an active tropical season. However, he added that if it is slower to develop, the tropics may not be quite as active during the 2024 hurricane season. If La Niña does come to fruition, it may also have a heavy hand in the weather forecast for the U.S. next winter. It generally results in a dry and mild winter in the south, a colder winter in the northeast, and frequent storms in the northwest, although it is still too early to make the call on what next winter will bring. Also of interest at AccuWeather.com, a snowstorm at the start of next week in the Northeast is possible. Get the latest on that storm chance at AccuWeather.com. Also, surging warmth will spark thunderstorms in parts of Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa today, with the possibility for tornadoes to spin up. Read that story and more at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.